Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer your questions, issues that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. And today we have the pleasure to be with Professor Sayyid Salman Lakhavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University, Qom. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum assalam. Hajj is not a journey of feet, it's a journey of heart. And Professor Salman Lakhavi is helping us more with these levels of Hajj. How do we teach the significance of Hajj rituals to our teens? Professor, you were discussing about some levels, like the material level, the spiritual level that we attain while going for this ritual or teaching the same ritual to our children.
Yes, we were mentioning the fact that all the rituals that we perform in our service to Allah Almighty, the special ritualistic or devotional worship that we carry out, whether it be fasting or whether it be Hajj or whether it be praying, all of these have several dimensions, horizontally and vertically. When we talk about the vertical dimensions, we start off from the mind. So it's not just the heart, it's the mind. It begins with the understanding of the Hajj,
right,
or any practice that we're performing. What is the significance? What is the philosophy? What are the goals? What are the objectives? Apart from the fact that we need to understand, we need to reach the proximity and the closeness to Allah Almighty. What does that proximity mean at all?
Right.
What does it mean to be close to Allah?
Right.
It means to be godly. It means to become like Him, and acquire and adopt the attributes that Allah Almighty has or He wants us to have.
Right.
So this is the important thing that we need to, number one, remember, understand the philosophy and teach our children about the philosophy of these rituals.
Sure.
Children should not be just performing them just because they think they have to do so by force,
right,
or because their parents want them, or even because it's a religious obligation. Not even that, even as a religious obligation, but with the significance and the philosophy behind it,
right,
and its implications for us as human beings. What are the results of performing that? Have I been able to achieve that? So we need to know the reasons for why we are going to Hajj, and our children should know before embarking about that journey. And as many times they go, they will learn more and more, and that understanding will be reinforced all the time.
Right.
So it may have to do with the internal development of the human being, as far as his thought process goes, as far as his understanding goes, and as far as the values or the principles which he has to adopt in his life, he or her life, he will understand that. For example,
right,
as I said, that when we are all supposed to be wearing one sort of dress, one dress code is there.
Right.
Everyone is dressed in white and simple clothing, two pieces of clothes for men.
Right.
So what effect does that have on our hearts, on our souls? It should remove that feeling that maybe I have some privileges over others by virtue of my status in society, or my, for example, if I have money, or I have resources, so therefore I have some privileges, I'm superior to others. No,
right.
All of these are removed because of the fact that we are all one,
right,
together in one. So it should affect us internally, and arrogance should be removed from
exactly.
our souls.
The true beauty does not lie in the outer external appearance, what teens mostly feel like. So it's something that's in the good, it is the goodness of heart.
Exactly. So those values and those characteristics have to be understood and adopted by us by virtue of that ritual that we're carrying out apparently. So when we go for tawaf, for example, we understand that all of us together in unity are going around the Kaaba.
Right.
Because the Kaaba is the center and the focus of attention for all of us.
Right.
And we have one goal and one purpose and moving together.
Exactly.
So that sense
as
of unity,
community.
The sense of getting together, moving together in
right.
unity, in unison, as a one ummah, that is created within our minds and in our feelings.
Right. Well, Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about the Hajj dress code, Ihram, that reminds us that we are all equal in the eyes of Allah, regardless of our status or wealth. And the simplicity of this dress code, the Hajj dress, the Ihram that we wear, reflects the humility and submission which is required on this sacred journey. Professor, now you're talking about the tawaf, and we do tawaf and Hajj. It brings us closer as a community. We're all performing one act as a community. And what does it teach us? And what does it teach us? How we can teach from this tawaf the community strength to our children?
Yes, when we go around the Kaaba, all of us together in unison, and our children are along with us, and they understand that we are one community, one ummah, one society, which has to walk together, which has to work together. It
right.
has to have compassion for each other. We have to have empathy for each other. We should take care of each other. When we're moving around the Kaaba, we shouldn't be pushing, we shouldn't be shoving, we shouldn't be trampling upon others. We should take care of others in the service of Allah Almighty. We should
right.
be working together in unison, in discipline.
The importance of discipline, perseverance, patience.
Exactly. Patience, and yes, so many. And the difficulty, maybe the sun is hot. Even then, we are walking together, and
right.
we are helping each other. We are assisting each other. We're not, there's
it's
a common
purpose. It's
a
manifestation of that unity yeah. and brotherhood.
And all of us are together, whether we are rich or poor, whether we are scholars or we're ignorant people, whoever, we are one community.
Regardless
one.
Of our wealth.
So all of
status.
Us are moving in, together around to achieve one
right.
common goal.
True.
And that is proximity. And Allah Almighty says, "Udkhulu fi s-salmi kaffa," enter into the state of submission and peace together. This
right.
is what state Allah Almighty wants, whether it is in praying together in a congregational prayer or praying and supplication with together, reciting a dua together. The most of those duas which are accepted and rewarded by Allah Almighty if they are done in a congregational manner, because maybe I may not be up to that level where Allah Almighty listens to me, but there's another person who's reading that dua and reciting that dua, and he's of a pure intention. And because
right.
of him, My dua is also accepted. So therefore, in the Hajj also, in the Tawaf, in the Sa'i, when we are going together, and there are people who are really sincere, people who are crying, people who are weeping, and maybe children, maybe they don't have that understanding still. But
exactly.
When they see these people and they get influenced by them, then they will also learn how to do that.
Exactly. Well, we'll discuss more with you, Professor, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Naqvi, and we are discussing how can we discuss the significance of Hajj with our teens. And Professor Salman Naqvi is helping us. Professor, you said when we are revolving around the Kaaba, it is a kind of a beautiful act wherein all people are just one, revolving around the Kaaba, worshipping for one God. And, you know, sometimes when we want to even encourage our children in some act, or like in their, for example, whatever the actions they do throughout the day, and when we want to compare them with other children, and we, this time in this comparison, we don't want to discourage them, we want to encourage them. And while encouraging our children, we start discouraging others. Or while there's a comparison when parents make between two children, they either discourage their own child or they discourage the other's child. But you said Hajj, the importance of Hajj, when it's taught to teens, when it's taught to our children, it's taught that regardless of our social status, regardless of whatever we are all revolving around one specific goal, and we are worshipping one Allah. When this the ritual of Tawaf in itself, it's not just it's you realize basically the entire universe is revolving around one true God.
Yes, very good. What you have said is good. Presentation about Hajj and children. We need to teach our children, so when they get grown up, they need to be able to understand the importance of not only the rituals that we perform, but rather the effects on our lives. And one of the most important things that we need to teach our children is the fact that tomorrow, when they grow up, they are expected to become responsible members of the society who are working together to achieve common goals. And this is very influential in creating a society which is full of energy and full of respect for each other and full of empathy for each other to achieve common goals. Today, if we sit down after performing the Tawaf and we meet different people from different societies and interact with them, different languages, different cultures, different backgrounds, and if we interact with them, talk to them, maybe we should have a common language, but still a lot can be expressed using our expressions.
Just expressions.
Yes. So, but I remember that once I had the honor to be in Mecca in Tawaf, and doing the Tawaf, and there were some people who were along with me from another country, and they were all crying, and we felt out to each other, and we felt in our hearts that we're very close to each other.
Right.
So even those expressions,
despite the fact that you didn't know each other.
We didn't know each other, but together we were all had come together for one purpose. So when we're interacting with so many different Muslims from all over the world, we are learning about them, and we are getting to get in contact with them, and how to associate with them. So this is a very beautiful learning experience for all of us. And if the children are able to go on that experience, it's a very educative a form of practice which is apparently for the sake of worship.
Right. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. And this event in itself teaches a lot. Like, when our children get confused when they see the crowds, when they see the noise, when they see the chaos, they really don't know how to act. But this, the beautiful event of Hajj in itself, despite the crowds, despite the chaos, despite the noise, there's a sense of peace and tranquility that envelops our hearts. And may that tranquility be in our hearts always. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all.